produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Great morning, great afternoon, great evening. This is Coach Terry with Your Wealth is Your Wellness on Josie's Inspiration Network, produced by Kayla Padgett, Finding My Way. I am so excited to be with you guys. It has been quite a few weeks since I have actually had the opportunity to wrap up what is wellness. And so we've talked about what wellness is, what it looks like, what it feels like from so many different components. And I'm so excited to be able to wrap up our components about what wellness really, really is. So last time we spoke, we talked about the financial component of wellness and what that looked like. We talked about, you know, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it, folks. But we also have to be prepared when it comes to the financial component of wellness and be in balance. So do we understand about building residual wealth? Do we take care of financial situations and prepare for the change? You know, are we giving? Are we able to give so that we can receive back? And are we giving with a cheerful heart? Are we giving with a cheerful heart? So when we talk about what is wellness and we wrap it up for this series, we talked about the different components of wellness. We talked about the physical component. We talked about the emotional component. We talked about the social. We talked about the intellectual. And we talked about pretty much the environmental and the mental and emotional and all that combined and the financial component. And we're going to wrap it up with the spiritual component of wellness today. The spiritual component of wellness. You know, a lot of people say to me, Coach Terry, I'm more spiritual than focused, more than the religion type of focus. I said, focus should be on God and God's word, and recognize that there are no perfect people in this world. And so when we talk about the wellness wheel and being balanced in the spiritual component of wellness, we're talking about your personal values and your beliefs and making time for that relaxation, that meditation, and building a relationship with God. That's what I'm talking about when we talk about the spiritual component of wellness. And are you practicing that? Do you get up and you thank God for the day? Do you have a relationship where you can sit still and listen for God to whisper his wisdom into your soul? Do you have the opportunity to reflect on Jeremiah 29:11 when he says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope, plans to give you a future." Are you focused on knowing that God will give you that strength spiritually to go through anything. Notice I said go through anything. We're not going to go over anything. We're not going to go under anything, and we're not going to go around it. When you have a relationship with Christ, He wants you to go through it so that you can have a testimony and a story to tell somebody else how you got through. And so do we know in 2 Timothy 1:7 that says, "For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." Breathe. You know, are we meditating on His word so that we can continue to have our steps ordered, so He can be a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet? He says in Luke 10:19, "Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and not shall hurt you." Absolutely nothing shall hurt you. So we're going to go through. We're going to go through. We're not going to go around. We're not going to go over. And we're not going to go under. But we're going to get through. And it's going to be a sweatless victory because you have that spiritual relationship with Christ. That spiritual relationship with Christ. I'm so grateful to have that. And I want to encourage and empower you all to continue to walk in that. And have that with you always as you walk in wellness. Because your wealth is your wellness. When you take care of you and you're balanced emotionally, you're balanced mentally, you're balanced physically, you're balanced spiritually, you're balanced financially, you're balanced in your relationships, all is well. All is well. And you will be able to build those relationships. You know, when we talked about relationships in this series, we talked about love is patient, love is kind, it is not jealous, love is not pompous, it is not inflated, and it's not rude. It's not rude. Recognize that. It does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things. It believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never, never, never fails. If there are prophecies, they will be brought to nothing. If tongues, they will cease. If knowledge, it will be brought to nothing. That's 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. So we have to learn how to love one another in order to be balanced in our relationships. We got to be able to love one another in order to be balanced spiritually. And we know God is a jealous God. He wants us to come to Him first. So do it. We have to love in order to have mental wellness. What are your thoughts like? Now, we're all human. We all have our thoughts. Someone does us wrong, and we are hot, dirty mad about it, right? We're upset about it. We're human. It's a part of our emotional wellness. But how do you balance those emotions? Well, when you're balanced spiritually, notice how I'm connecting the dots here, then you're able to take a deep breath and say, "I'm going to pray for that individual, for they're angry." If you don't remember anything, remember this. Hurt people. So when you're hurt by someone, they're hurting themselves. So if love is patient and love is kind, and we're supposed to love one another as much as deep down inside, you might not want to do it. You can love someone by praying for them. You can love someone by just letting them walk away, taking a deep breath, and say, "God, cover that individual. Give them a sense of peace, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For we know not what we do." And move on. We have to do it. And then walk away knowing that you are spiritually balanced and connected to Christ, where you were big enough to do that. You were absolutely big enough to do that. Ooh, 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 I love being balanced. And we're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. You know, that's why the church that I go to is called Church by the Glades. It's in South Florida. And, you know, pastor always says, there's no perfect people allowed up in here. Nobody can come up in here and think they're perfect, because you can't. No perfect people allowed. Come as you are. You are in God's house, and he allows anybody to come up in here who wants to hear his word. And I love it. And so when we're balanced in wellness, all is well. All is well. So I gave you all homework like I always do. And I say, how does wellness make you feel? What does it look like in your world? What does it look like in your world? And if you're living with a family, living with friends, or you're in a work environment where there's no balance as far as wellness is concerned, it is your responsibility. It is your responsibility to be an example to others so that wellness means to them something, and that it looks like something to them and it feels like something. You can definitely change the perspective in your workplace, in your home, or in your surrounding environment. You can do that because you're spiritually connected, you're emotionally connected, you're financially connected, you're physically connected, you're emotionally connected to Christ, and all your relationships will be well. I love that. I love that so much. And so as we move forward, and we dance in our passions and we move through this journey we call life, I say to you, be well and live in balance, because your wealth is your wellness. Your wealth is your wellness.
So I'm extremely excited about our series on family. You know, family is one of the most precious gifts that God can give to any of us. And some of you may say, Coach Terry, I don't have a family, or I never knew who my mother or my father was. And that may be rightfully so, but what I want to say to you is, whoever is in your circle now, that ride or die, or that person who raised you, it could be your cousin, it could be your aunt, it could be your uncle, that is your family. And your family is one of the most precious gifts that God could give you. It's somebody there that celebrates the good times, the indifferent times, the challenging times, someone that's going to pray for you, that's going to lift you up, that's going to encourage you and empower you to be your best self in the time of need. And so we have to embrace our family. So I'm excited about our series talking about family and how we love on family despite of any circumstance. And so, you know, God says that he has plans for us to have hope in a future. Jeremiah 29:11, that's what we need to focus on when we are in place to support and be positioned to support our family. And so in the following weeks to come, we'll be talking about our relationships. And we've already talked about the relational component in the wellness wheel and how to be balanced in that. And so being balanced in your family with your relationships is everything. It's great communication. It's the communication. Our voice is one of the strongest things God has given us. And we've got to be able to communicate in our relationships with our families without harm. And I can easily say, in the emotional component of wellness, and notice where I'm going here, and everything we do in life, we're going to be connecting the dots in this wellness wheel, in the emotional component, the relational component, the physical component, the financial component, the spiritual component. It all ties into our life. You know, your wealth is your wellness. If you're not taking care of you and how well you are, and if you're living in true balance, because remember, wellness is a balanced channeling of energy, then you can't give 150% to your family, which needs that support. You know, one of the things that I had to go through, not go over, not go around, and not go under, was trusting God, surrendering to God, praying to God, and giving Him all of the control in a situation where it concerned my family. It broke my heart of the decision that I made, but God told me to stick to my guns and to obey what He's asked me to do. And as much as it hurt me to watch a family member go through sadness and disappointment, I trusted God. And some of you may have heard of it before, tough love, so to speak. That's what had to be given. And after praising God and praying to God to the point of speaking in tongues, just like that, He turned it around for His good. And now that family member is grateful. Even though they're in pain and they're disappointed, they're coming through it. And it's amazing. Oh, just to trust God. Family. One of the most important gifts God could ever give to us. I'm going to share with you, and I'm going to encourage you to embrace your family, no matter what. Some of you that are listening may be dealing with a situation where you don't even talk to a certain family member because of something that happened years ago. Let it go. Pray about it. Forgive. Forgiveness is the sweetest thing. It's the sweetest thing. And the forgiveness is not for the individual who hurt you. It's for yourself. Because as long as you hold on to that hurt and pain or that grudge and that anger that person did to you, you can't grow. You can't move forward. But if you forgive, you love that family member, you pray for that family member, God will turn it around, where you can be reunited and rekindle again and get back everything that you lost in Godspeed time. So again, I'm excited about what we're going to talk about in the next few weeks as it relates to family. Some of us have been in sorrow because we didn't get an opportunity to say goodbye to a family member or to be able to make it right before God called them home. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about your healing process and how you're going to forgive yourself. We're going to talk about writing a letter to that family member of what you wanted to say or you wanted to share. It's time for healing. It's time for family to be a union. It's time for us to stand together and be of God's will for our lives. Because again, family is the greatest gift. Your wealth is your wellness. and being balanced in your relationships as it pertains to your family is important. So this is Coach Terry with Your Wealth is Your Wellness on Josie's Inspirational Network, USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett, Finding My Way. Have a great day, a great afternoon, a great morning, a great evening. And as you move forward to tomorrow, pick up the phone, stop by, give a hug, tell your family member that you love them, that they're important, that they matter, that they inspire you. It will make a difference. You never know what people are going through unless they share it. So be well, be blessed, and until next time, take care. This is Coach Terry. Talk soon.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.